This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In an annual stress test for the 33 banks, biggest banks in the U.S., Morgan Stanley's approval was conditional in U.S. banking units of Deutsche Bank and Banco Santander of South America were held back again. Puerto Rico has suffered a 9% population decline in the last decade, worsening the island's debt crisis and challenging the survival of its hospitals and healthcare system. In 1980, a contractor hired by Trump to demolish the Bunuit Teller building in New York, make way for Trump Tower, used undocumented Polish immigrants who reportedly worked round the clock and even slept at the site. Trump later settled a lawsuit over the matter. Last summer, the Washington Post found that Mr. Trump was using undocumented immigrants for the construction of his Trump International Hotel at the site of the old post office pavilion in Washington, D.C. 158 members of Congress have demanded that the United Nations do more to deal with the cholera epidemic that triggered in Haiti, including pay reparations. Conservative Republican donor in North Carolina has established a $5 million PAC to support Republicans to do more on climate change, highlighting two senators and three congressmen in his first gifts. Facebook says it's tweaking its news feed so that family and friends come up before news of the day. Cleveland has expanded the area for protests since they're expecting a crowd for the Republican convention. Political parties in Great Britain continue to be roiled by the Brexit vote. Sharp contest has evolved in the Conservative Party between a number of department secretaries and former mayor of London, who now says he will not run. More than half of the Labour Party's shadow cabinet has resigned, and more than 50 members have demanded their leader step down to prepare for an early snap election, while Jeremy Corbyn, the leader, says he will let the party membership decide. Trump-branded real estate school called the Trump Institute, teaching get-rich-quick schemes, used a plagiarized text and delivered little for the $2,000 a session, enrollees claim. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFN.